front of them. The reason is not because the food's poison. It's because people don't look good eating, and the microphones pick up all that chewing sounds. Contestants have to endure long rose ceremonies. They film a lot more than you see on TV. Same with Survivor when they go to tribal council. Those last like 2.5 hours. But on TV, they last about 10 minutes. No internet, and you cannot tell anybody anything. No spoilers after filming wraps. I once had a contestant who was on Big Brother. I had her on the radio station with me once. This was at another radio station I worked at. I had her on the air with me. She couldn't tell me anything. Yeah, Amanda, from one of the seasons on Big Brother, she couldn't say anything. She signed this contract that looked like the Manhattan phone book. Remember phone books? And she couldn't tell me anything. So it was kind of a strange interview because every question I asked her said, well, I can't answer that. Good. She stuck to it. I love it. Hey, I'm Don Rosen. It's 7 o'clock. Coming up, we're going to talk to Jeremy Haig. He is from the Hawthorne Hollow Arboretum Nature Center in Summers. Got a lot to talk about with Jeremy coming up a little after 7 o'clock. But first, we've got news, and we're going to top it off with CBS News right now. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN,
Racine, Kenosha. This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Washington, where President Biden addressed world leaders at the NATO summit and later tried to shore up support among Democrats during a phone call with almost 200 mayors amid worries over his cognitive state. Delaware Senator Chris Coons.
Many of my colleagues have concern, but what the president has done is listened to those concerns, acted on them.
Colorado's Michael Bennett's become the first Democratic senator to publicly say Mr. Biden cannot beat Donald Trump, who rallied supporters in Miami last night.
They want Crooked Joe out of the race. It's a shame the way they're treating him. But don't feel sorry for him. He's a very bad guy. He weaponized government. Remember that.
NATO leaders begin their first full day of work in Washington this morning. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is there, too, urging more support for the war with Russia.
Imagine how much we can achieve when all limitations are lifted.
Ceasefire talks continue in hopes of ending the war in Gaza. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
In Jerusalem, relatives of Hamas hostages sat in cages outside the Israeli parliament to pressure the government into accepting the deal. Negotiations are resuming today in Qatar. CIA Director Bill Burns is there. Hamas has agreed that Israel won't have to commit initially to ending the war in Gaza, but still wants a guarantee that negotiations for a permanent ceasefire will continue.
Here at home, people across the country are facing a new round of excessive heat warnings with temperatures way above normal in many places. A high in the mid-90s is forecast for Houston today, where tens of thousands of people still have no power after Hurricane Beryl. The remnants of the storm have swamped Michigan's capital with almost 3 inches of rain.
Lansing's bad. Every road from that way this way is flooded.
And it's just crazy that like this much water accumulated within, I think it was only raining for like about an hour.
The FAA is investigating after police dashcam video captured a Delta connection flight and an American Airlines passenger plane appearing to come dangerously close to each other Monday as one took off and the other was about to land in Syracuse, New York. So far, officials have not classified it as a close call. Can't get a good night's sleep? Make a deposit first. CBS's Vicki Barker explains from London.
The researchers from Bristol University found people who save even small amounts each month have higher well-being scores and sleep better at night than those who don't save. That held as true for savers on low incomes saving small amounts as those on higher incomes saving more.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Caledonia man arrested for child sex abuse materials was a second shift custodian at Mitchell Middle School in Racine. 27-year-old Nicholas Wadnoski is being held on a $50,000 bond after police say they found over 40,000 child sex abuse images on his computers. A complaint says he admitted to sharing the pictures and had been doing so for a couple of years. Racine Unified says he's currently on unpaid administrative leave. A recent crackdown on unregistered Airbnbs in Racine has revealed over 100 unlicensed properties. Only 19 operators got permits to run the properties on Airbnb and Vrbo. The public health department started using a new data analysis program that ended up searching Airbnb and Vrbo and found the discrepancies. The health department is telling operators to get the proper permits, which involve yearly inspections. The iconic Orpheum building in downtown Kenosha is hitting the market. The owner has announced plans to sell the historic property he's held since 2016. The 28,000-square-foot building is anticipated to draw interest from investors looking to further Kenosha's downtown revitalization efforts. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pirates sink the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pittsburgh Pirates have struggled to get above the 500 mark, but last night they beat the Brewers at AmFam Field decisively, 12-2. The Pirates with five home runs in the game, including a grand slam. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, we've been the underdogs all year, so it's like when you get in this position and you throw out a stinker like that, it's hard to formulate. It doesn't feel right.
The Crew remains in first place, now four games ahead of St. Louis. Pittsburgh in third place, now 44-47. College football, Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy in hot water after making this statement at Media Day following the arrest of his star running back Ollie Brown for a DUI.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is .08, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life.
That's Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning, a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 76, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We're going to keep warming it up with highs climbing into the upper 80s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
I like to wait till it's quiet, then I say something awkward a lot of times. You know, like, I was at the gym a couple weeks ago, and I was on the exercise bike, and it was close to closing time. And this heavyset lady came and sat on the bike right next to me, and she goes, "I'm here to lose weight." And I was like, "Well, you waited till the last minute, didn't you?" You know what? I still laugh at things I know I shouldn't, man. But some things are just too funny, you know? Like when people fall down. That's funny. Right? You know what's funny about that is? You don't even know if they're all right yet. Right? And for like a split second, you just don't care. Because they could be bleeding right in front of you. Ooh, dang, buddy, all right, holy cow.
I'm Don Rosen. Good morning. It's 7:08, and with me is Jeremy Haig. Jeremy is the event and administrative coordinator for Hawthorne Hollow Nature Sanctuary and Arboretum. Well, that's some title. You got to say, that business card of yours must be huge. They're located in Summers, right on Highway 31 across from Petrifying Springs. And my wife and I went there, I think with last year, we saw the group. I can't remember if it was Route 20 or Highway 20. I just remember they had a sign there and promised everybody they didn't steal it from the highway department. but it was great. You sit in the woods in a natural setting. The benches are all set up, and you just enjoy the concert. We bought their CD, so I know we listened to it. And every year, beside the Nature Center, you put on concerts there in the woods, basically. And you got one coming up, right?
Yes, that's correct. We have a concert next Friday, the 19th, with the band Trip playing.
And that's in the woods. Now, when you get in off Highway 31, there are signs that will tell you where to park, because you have to go into the woods to do it.
A little bit. We actually have people helping with parking. We have a pretty amazing natural amphitheater right on the banks of the Pike River. And that's where we put on the shows.
Surprisingly enough, I was complaining to my wife, "Oh, we're going to be bugs. There are going to be mosquitoes." There were none. I was surprised that I wasn't bothered at all, because I'm a magnet for mosquitoes. They look at me and they say, "Dinner." But I didn't have any. It was really good. And we enjoyed the band. The sound was terrific. You're right up front with them. nose to nose. It was really good. So, Tripp, what kind of music they play, you know?
Tripp's a classic rock band. They have horns, so they play kind of like Chicago songs, that type of thing.
Does anybody really know what time it is? Chicago. Okay, and you've got another group coming up, something in August, right?
Correct. On Friday, August 9th, we're going to have the Empty Bottle Boys and One Shot Jane, who are a classic and outlaw country band.
With that name, I don't think you had to tell me it was going to be country. I kind of figured that out. And that's the outdoor amphitheater, right?
Correct. Yeah, all of our concerts are out there.
Now, what happens if it rains? It's all off, right?
Well, I guess it depends how hard it's raining, how brave everybody is. But obviously, there's electrical equipment involved, so we can't do too much.
Yeah, you don't want anybody getting a shock or anything. And, you know, that's the problem with summertime. You can have the biggest plans. You can plan all year long, and then it rains. But it won't rain during your concerts, I have a good authority. Now, is there any cost?
Yes, it is $10 a person to get in. The show starts at 6. Gates open at 5.
We really had a good time there. And I enjoyed it. And as I told you, we bought their CD. They were selling the CDs there. We bought one and enjoy it. It's really good music. Okay, let's talk about the whole center you have there. We had a young lady on from Hawthorne Hollow a couple of months back. And she kind of explained it for people who didn't listen to it or weren't with the station at that time. Let's talk about the whole Hawthorne Hollow, because I think this is a hidden gem right there on Highway 31 in Summers. I think it's something people don't know about, but it's a big family center, and you can learn a lot. So let's talk about that.
Oh, yes. We're a 90-acre nature sanctuary. We have about 3 miles of trails open to the public, going through woods, going through the Pike River Valley, going through some restored wetlands. We have educational programs. We have a full-time ecologist on staff. It's, like you said, it's a pretty amazing place, and every day more and more people discover us. It's pretty wonderful.
I know the lady I spoke to, did she know about plants and the outdoors? And I think she moved on to some other job right now, so she's not there anymore. But stuff that I didn't know about. When I was a kid, back where I grew up on Long Island, we had a place called Takapusha. It's an Indian name. And it was a preserve. And it was just similar to what you have, but it was probably not as big. And you go in the building, and you could see all these insects that they captured, and, you know, the pins in there, you know, wings and everything to hold them down. Sure. And you can study all the insects. There's a name for that, the study of insects, and I can't think of what it is. Do you know what it is?
Entomology.
Say that again?
Entomology.
See, that's why you have the degree on the wall and I don't. Okay. Okay, so, yeah, they had that, and then you go into the pathways. And to me, I was walking through the wilderness. Now, this is Long Island. I mean, it's, you know, 30 minutes outside Manhattan, so it can't be that much of a wilderness. But I was walking through there, and as a little kid, my mother used to take me there, and I said, this is, you know, amazing. I wonder if we're going to run into wild animals. Then I got older, and I remember I was came back on vacation once, and I said to my mother, let's go to Takapusha. And I realized that if you look a little bit through the woods, you could see the fence and the highway with the car, and it ruined everything for me. Because now I was able to see the highway, the cars, the stores. And when I was a little kid, it just looked like I was in the wilderness. I was out there like Daniel Boone, and kind of ruined it for me to see the cars. And I'm glad my mother didn't take me down that path when I was a kid. And I think she did it on purpose so I couldn't see the outdoors. And I couldn't see the outside cars and everything. But you don't have that problem.
Well, we try not to, no. I mean, there is a railroad line that's a little closer than we'd like. But we try to provide that experience for as many people as possible. You know, just that little bit of an escape, that little bit of, encountering the wilderness, encountering nature on its own terms that we don't really get as often anymore.
Do you have an indoor exhibit?
No, we don't really have any sort of indoor components, unfortunately.
Now, if somebody wants to take a tour, let's say with a group tour, how would they do something like that?
They could just contact us either through our website, www.hawthornhollow.org, or they could call us at 262-552-8196, and we can always arrange some sort of tour depending on what the group's interested in, basically.
How about individual families? Can they get tours as well?
Yes. Yeah. If a family's interested, we can set something up for them and discuss that.
So who runs Hawthorne Hollow? Is it the state, the city, the Summers? Who runs it?
Oh, no. We are a completely private foundation.
Oh, okay.
We don't receive any sort of taxpayer support or anything like that. We're completely dependent on outside generosity.
You know, and I will tell you, I went hiking once in my entire life. My fifth grade teacher, Mr. Person, that was his name, took the boys on a hike to Bear Mountain. You know what that is? You ever hear of Bear Mountain? It's, you know,
I can't say it.
It's the West Point Military Academy up in upstate New York. That's where Bear Mountain is. Just out, you can see the military academy not far from where you're hiking. Anyway, so that's where it is. And I had never been hiking before. I don't think any of the boys in the class ever went hiking before. So we took a 10-mile hike into the wilderness. Took all day to get there.
Oof.
Yeah, it was a long walk. And we camped out all night. Didn't have a tent. You had your sleeping bag. And, of course, it rained, so we got wet. But I remember the next morning, the fathers who came along started making fires to, you know, dry out everything. They were trying to get the wood, you know. I would have covered the wood the night before, but they didn't do that. So they had wet wood. My father, not my dad, but the father who was in charge of our group said, you know what, let's go into town and get a hamburger. Because we're not going to get this fire started. Because they had eggs, they had all this stuff they were going to make, bacon and the whole works.
Sure.
So we went into town and... It wasn't that far away. And you can see the military academy from where we were hiking. It was on a giant mountain. But that was the only time I ever went hiking in my life. Looking back, I had a great time. I mean, I really did. I mean, I didn't like waking up being soaking wet. But it was what it was. And I really had a good time. And when we went to Hawthorne Hollow, you go into the woods, you park your car, and you take a walk. And that amphitheater is really beautiful, the way you built it right into the natural setting. How long has it been around? Give us a little history of Hawthorne Hollow. Matter of fact, hold on a second. We're going to get that history in just a moment from you. We're talking to Jeremy Haig, who's event and administrative coordinator for Hawthorne Hollow Nature Sanctuary and Arboretum on Highway 31 in Summers. I'm going to get a little bit of the history coming up in just a moment right here at WRJN at 717 here on your Wednesday morning.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Be here for an epic celebration of Latin American culture at Brewers Cerveceros Day on July 14th, presented by Sherwin-Williams. With each special ticket, you'll get a one-of-a-kind Brewers beach towel. Find your seats now at brewers.com/community nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Credit scores affect a lot. Mortgages, renting a place, car insurance rates. Some employers even check credit scores before hiring people. So last month, Consumer Reports and Work Money got thousands of people to check their credit reports for errors and tell us what they found. The results were shocking. Almost half of the participants found a mistake on their credit report. That's a lot of mistakes. about a quarter found serious errors that could damage their credit score. And about a third found errors about their personal information, like name or address. So, go to annualcreditreport.com. Get copies of your credit reports. They're free. And take a look at yours. If anything is off, let the credit agency know right away. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. I'm Don Rosen talking to Jeremy Haig this morning. He is the event and administrative coordinator at Hawthorne Hollow. I always have trouble with that word, Hawthorne Hollow, and Sanctuary and Arboretum in Summers. And let's talk a little bit about the history of this place. It's right off 31 in Summers. It's kind of hidden away because it's in the woods, but it's kind of hidden away. If you don't know what's there, you'll probably drive right by it. But give us a little history of when it got started, who started it, and how it got to where it is today.
Sure thing, Don. We opened to the public in the late 60s. I believe 1967 was the year they incorporated. Before that, Hawthorne Hollow was actually owned by two sisters, Ruth and Margaret Toysher, who were school teachers in Racine. And it was just kind of, it was their private retreat from the city. It was a place where they eventually built a stable and kept a couple horses. And eventually they made enough money writing textbooks and things like that, that they built a house. And as they were getting older and they didn't have children or anything like that to pass it on to, they decided to pass it on to the public, to make it a place where people could just come and take a walk and get away from it all for a little while and make it an educational resource. And here we are, 50 plus years later.
Now, to work there, I know you have people that are experts in their field. Where do you find them, or do they find you?
When the time comes that we need somebody, we just put the call out, and we're usually swamped with interest because everybody seems to want to work with us.
Do you have to know?
It's a wonderful problem to have.
Do you have to know all the Latin names of all the plants?
Depending on the job, yes.
Oh, wow. That leaves me out. Okay, let's talk about some events coming up. Now, in case people just joining us here, we talked about one or two of them, but on Wednesday, the 17th, which would be a week from today, yoga, 6 p.m. in the woods, huh?
Yes, we partner with Mindful Yoga. They offered a meditation class earlier this year, and she's doing a monthly yoga series. There's one this month, there's one in August, and there's one in September as well.
Coming up on Friday, July 19th, the Pike River Concert. Now, we mentioned this, the group Trip, a classic rock band, is going to be there.
Correct.
6 p.m., tickets are $10. Doors open, well, there's no doors, but seats open up at 5 p.m., and it's first come, first serve with the seating, right?
Yes. Yeah, we have bench seating. A lot of people bring their own seating as well. We have some tables and things like that, but
Every
man and woman for himself.
Yeah, we brought something to sit on, too, just to make sure our, you know, bottoms were comfy during the concert. It was a really good concert, by the way. Space Camp. Now, this doesn't sound like something you'd find out in a nature center, but it comes up July 23rd to the 26th, but it's sold out already.
Yes, unfortunately, I believe there's no spots left for our Space Camp, but this is the second year we've been offering it in partnership with Steins Aircraft Services, who also sponsor our concert series, so thank you to them. We built an observatory about 8 years ago. We raised some funding, and we have an actual observatory in the middle of our arboretum, in the middle of the meadow. And we currently hold, I believe, the largest public telescope in southeastern Wisconsin.
And that's a space camp. Now, if you can't do it this year, but if you want to get your kids ready for space camp next year, how do you do something like that?
We will be announcing the dates and how to sign up for it probably pretty soon. I'm not sure what their exact timeline is at the observatory, but It's pretty much as soon as you can get in, try to get in. It's a pretty popular program.
Yeah, let's talk about that observatory. It's called the Charles and Catherine. How do you pronounce their name? Is it Heidi?
Yes, Heidi.
Heidi Observatory.
The Heidi Observatory.
Now, let's talk about that. Is it like a big one of those big domes, or is it outside the telescope and you have to keep bringing it out? How does that work?
Oh, no, it's a dome. It's not very big, but it is bigger. It's big enough to hold a telescope in it.
And you can actually see space aliens up there, huh?
Well, we don't talk about that.
You know, I'll tell you a little story here. I went out to Devil's Tower in Wyoming.
Sure.
That's where Close Encounters of the Third Kind took place. And I went up to the park ranger, and I said, where do they film it? He said, well, we don't like to talk about it because it brings out the UFO crazies. And that's not what the whole national park is about. It's just a small part of, you know, what people know Devil's Tower and the park to be about. He said, but as long as you're a movie fan and you're interested, I'll tell you where we filmed it. Only two scenes were filmed at Devil's Tower. The rest were not. The one scene was when there's an encampment at the base of Devil's Tower in one of the scenes. That was filmed there. And just an exterior shot of Devil's Tower, I guess, with the cast. And that was it. All the rest was just Hollywood magic. He said, but it brings out all these people that come out because they think this is where it was, you know, filmed. So we try not to talk about it. But if somebody like you, a movie fan, has a question about it, I'll give you an answer. They don't want to bring the crazies out. Okay, now this... I've been to the observatory, the Benstead Observatory in Yorkville, and when you look through these telescopes, you know, I'm seeing the moon. They had it at the moon because it was such a full moon, a clear night, and you take a look at the moon, you can actually see, I mean, it's like a 3D shot of taking a look inside the craters, because when you look at it sometimes from the outside, you can see stuff on the moon. Not like this. When you look through a telescope, it's really neat. So yeah. When do you have viewings through the at the observatory?
We actually have multiple viewings every week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday nights. They usually have a program open to the public. If you go to our website, you can find info about what each of those programs are.
Yeah, I'm looking through it now. Scout Merit Badge Workshops. Wow, Star Parties. I assume that's not movie star. That's stars up in the sky parties.
Correct.
And it's so interesting. My wife and I, first of all, I have a friend who's very into this stuff. I used to work with her at a radio station. She's very into the stars, the planets. And she posted that there's going to be a parade of planets. This was, earlier this year. A parade of planets where all the planets were going to be in perfect alignment and you can see them. But you had to go out in the country somewhere. You couldn't see where his lights were. So we parked in someone's driveway. They weren't home. I didn't know it. We went out to Yorkville and down a rural farm road. And we pulled into someone's driveway so we can face our car toward the sky and sit on the roof of the car. And I knocked on their door to let them know we were going to be there. And then I saw they had a camera. They weren't home. But now I said to my wife, if anything's missing, I'm right on camera waving at them. So, but you couldn't see all the planets because it was right. You had to look at the first two planets, just like Mercury and I think Venus were right on the horizon. And it was hard to see them at dusk. But we did see the rest of them in alignment. And it really wowed me to see something like that. That's just with binoculars I looked. You know, we didn't have a telescope. I didn't know the Benstead Observatory was three blocks from me. Had I known that, I would have gone over there, but I think it was one of their private club nights they had that night. They're open to the public, but they have a club, and they do it themselves, you know, do everything themselves on those nights. All right, quick review. The Hawthorne Hollow Nature Sanctuary and Arboretum in Summers. Now, this is plants, trees, nature, and you have guided tours for groups and families. You got to arrange this stuff in advance. Go to their website. The website is what now?
www.hawthornhollow.org.
I think we can leave the W's off now. I'm not sure.
That's true.
I think people kind of figure that. I don't think you need them anymore. But anyway, HawthorneHollow.org. And go to the website. All the information's there, including the concerts coming up. And again, the first concert coming up is July. Don't tell me. I got it here. Is July 19th. It's called Trip is the group, a classic rock group. Love those. 6 p.m. You can get your tickets and the $10 a piece. Get in there by 5. Get your seats. First come, first serve. But all the seats are great. It's not like you're sitting up in the rafters somewhere. I mean, you're sitting all up front. And I got to tell you something. That is a hidden gem. I'm glad my wife found out about it because we'll be back. And we might even go to this concert, too. But, yeah, I thank you very much for coming on, Jeremy. And we're going to stay in contact. I want you, if you have an event coming up you want us to talk about, you know my phone number, okay?
Sure thing. Thank you so much, Don. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, thank you. Again, HawthorneHollow.org. They're right there opposite Petrifying Springs. And instead of making, if you're going south, instead of a left turn, you make a right turn into the Hollow. And you'll see it right there on Highway 31 in Summers. Thank you again, Jeremy.
Thank you, Don.
All right. Bye-bye now. All right. It is 7:30. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here today. Coming up, oh, we've got local news and timeless hits. As a matter of fact, we'll go to the WRJN Radio Park newsroom right now with Stuart J. Waddles. Find out what's going on.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Caledonia man arrested for child sex abuse materials was a second shift custodian at Mitchell Middle School in Racine. 27-year-old Nicholas Wadnoski is being held on a $50,000 bond after police say they found over 40,000 child sex abuse images on his computers. A complaint says he admitted to sharing the pictures and had been doing so for a couple of years. Racine Unified says he's currently on unpaid administrative leave. A recent crackdown on unregistered Airbnbs in Racine has revealed over 100 unlicensed properties. Only 19 operators got permits to run the properties on Airbnb in Verbo. The public health department started using a new data analysis program that ended up searching Airbnb in Verbo and found the discrepancies. The health department is telling operators to get the proper permits, which involve yearly inspections. The iconic Orpheum building in downtown Kenosha is hitting the market. The owner has announced plans to sell the historic property he's held since 2016. The 28,000-square-foot building is anticipated to draw interest from investors looking to further Kenosha's downtown revitalization efforts. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The show may be over, but Wisconsin's still experiencing some Top Chef hangover. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. So if you've ever watched Top Chef, it's a food show on the Bravo network. This past season, they featured Wisconsin. And although the conclusion wrapped up more than a week ago, boy, it continues to make news in Wisconsin, especially for Wisconsin cheesemakers. Tim Molterer is vice president of Dairy Company Communications with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
One of our manufacturer partners, Andy Hatch, I think, when Top Chef was going on, he was featured as a prominent cheesemaker. His website traffic exponentially increased to the point where he was having a hard time keeping up with demand. Some of the larger cheese companies that measure, they have a lot of distribution, okay? They also noticed that there was on-shelf velocity, so people putting in cards quicker, their IRI data that they have, but they also got a lot of recognition from those category managers that said, hey, we don't have that product on shelf. Now we want to get that product on shelf. The first step in getting in carts is getting on shelf.
Tim Molterer, vice president of Dairy Company Communications with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. He says, although the series may have drawn to a conclusion, it continues to live on the Bravo Network's website, as well as its social media outreach.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harvextra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
And speaking of social media, now some of our Wisconsin dairy operators, as well as our agribusinesses, can turn to social media to try to communicate more clearly with their immigrant workers. Now, ProPublica is making not only Facebook videos that are distributed in English and Spanish, but also TikTok videos to try to address some challenging issues on the farm, including immigration status, as well as workers' medical care opportunities. You can find more at propublica.org/dairy. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly cloudy this morning, a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 76, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We're going to keep warming it up with highs climbing into the upper 80s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
I'm tired. I'm always tired. I know I come across as high energy. I'm always tired, and I'm married to a woman who never sleeps. I don't know if anyone's with a non-sleeper, but if you attempt to get rest with a non-sleeper, you appear selfish. Every night, my wife's like, oh, you're going to bed? It's 3 a.m. Oh, I thought you loved me. I do. Is there something you need to tell me? I'm tired! I'm always tired. People think I'm hungover.
They're like, your time went on last night?
No, there's just my body trying to stay alive. I become one of those guys when I'm sitting in a chair and I go to get out of the chair, people around me are like, I don't think he's going to be able to do it. It's 50-50. I have to make a plan. Throw your head forward, wish for the best. It affects what I wear. I see people in lace-up boots and I'm like, never! How much free time do you have? What do you have, your own butler? Eventually my wife was like, we should find out why you're so tired. And I'm like, I think it's you.
W-R-J-N. Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood.
Remember Sam the Sham of the Pharaohs? He used to be on the movie, the TV show Shindig. I don't know if you remember that. That's a long time ago, in the 1960s. And he came on playing the Farfisa organ, which was a stand-up organ. And he had a turban with a big beard. That was Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. All right. It was clever. He had two big hit songs, Little Red Riding Hood, and the other was Woolly Bully. His two big hit songs. Hey, this isn't odd, but true. Never knew this. Abraham Lincoln considered joining the Donner Party to go to California on the Oregon Trail, but stayed in Illinois instead because he had just had a child and his political career was getting going. Now, the Donner Party was famously stuck in the Sierra Nevada mountains for the winter and turned to cannibalism. Or the whole history of this country would have been changed if Lincoln had joined the Donner Party. Somebody would have eaten him. Oh, my God. Stevie Wonder, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, yeah, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed.
News, timeless hits, and important information like this. Coming up this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection at 322 Ohio Street here in Racine is having a blood drive. Now, donors receive Culver's coupons for frozen custard and entry for a drawing for a Genesis Weber gas grill. Their urgent need for blood is especially type O blood. Now, I think type O is the universal donor. I think that's what I have. Pretty sure that's what I have. Anyway, so that is coming up this Saturday. Let me repeat the date and the time. This Saturday, July 13th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection, 322 Ohio Street in Racine. And to schedule an appointment for the donor, call 877-232-4376. That's 877-232-4376. Again, blood drive this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And again, the church is the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection, 322 Ohio Street. We'll repeat that before Saturday again for you, okay?
My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Yeah, my baby does the hanky panky.
Hey, my baby walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw the boy the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never, never saw her. My baby does a hanky panky.
Chandel's the Hanky Panky, local news and timeless hits. Pass it on to tell a friend. Right here at WRJN, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary, historic AM frequency of 1400. You hear that everywhere. Hey, today it's going to be cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms. I don't know what a chance it is, but they say a chance. Becoming sunny, though, later on this afternoon with a high near 75. Partly cloudy tonight, low 62. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 76. Right now, it's cloudy, 67 degrees at Radio Park. Now, it's been rather cool here this summer. We haven't really had a hot summer so far. But Earth set another monthly heat record in June, 13 months in a row. Las Vegas had its hottest day ever last Sunday, 120 degrees. And it's been so hot, park rangers in Tucson, Arizona actually made banana bread in their car. So if the heat's getting to you and you need to pop those pants off, feel free to do so because all this week, it's Nude Recreation Week. So I guess you could take them off.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. Great partners for hometown sports.
At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Hospicealliance.org.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit WarrenEyeCareCenter.com.
Taco Tobacco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Get around, I get around,
yeah, get around, round, round.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Avenge that loss last night to Pittsburgh when they take on the Pirates once again at AmFam Field. Game time on WRJN, 6:35 p.m. See you here.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day, and I never lost a minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Between the lights.
Davey's 90 years old, and he's still going strong. On May 3rd, Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons turned 90. Wow. And he's still performing. He looks good, too. December 63, oh, what a night. 7:56 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits.